AJ needed to borrow this deer call today when he got here. Well, it's one I'm going to give him, but the one I said, well, that one's in my box. I don't feel like digging it out. Go to my truck, look in the cup holder. There's another one there. You can use that one. Guess what he did? Went to my truck, opened the door, reached in and got that deer call. Guess what would happen if he didn't go to my truck? He'd have never got that deer call. He'd have never got it. God's saying, go to your room, shut the door, turn the TV off, tell everybody you're praying, don't disturb you. Am I describing anybody? My brother said something during that meeting AJ was talking about that was so profound to me. Everybody said something that blessed me, to be honest. He said, man, I don't even, TV is an afterthought to me. I used to be like that. You know, I ain't that bad as I used to be, but he's like, it's an afterthought. I don't really have to have it. It's just, you know, my kids, you know, I got it for them. But I don't, it's an afterthought to me. What needs to become an afterthought for you? Man, I'm just too busy. You can write down what you did in a day and go, oh yeah, I could have done it right there. Come on, talk to me. If you will sacrifice yourself, I taught this message a long time ago about how my son did what I said before a baseball game. I taught him something. He had this little ball, and it was like the size of a baseball almost, but it was so light, a plastic, you could blow it out of your hand. That's how light it was. He was throwing it up against the fence. He put his glove down, and the ball would roll under his glove because he wasn't putting his glove on the ground. I said, son, if you put your glove on the ground, you'd be able to get the ball. So he threw the ball against the fence. It rolled this air ball that was so light. He put his glove on the ground, and the ball rolled right in his glove. He looked up at me. I said, see? The same day, 15, 30 minutes, however long it was, when his game started, he played third base. They were playing. I told the story for some that may not heard. They were playing the game. And this guy hit a line drive right down third base. My son did this. Put his glove on the ground. The ball rolled in his glove. And he tagged the boy out. What if he didn't listen to me? The ball would have done what? Rolled right through his legs, and the boy would have scored. He was so ecstatic. I was so happy he listened to me. I took him to the store and said, son, get whatever you want. Whatever you want. I ain't had no money. I had a little bit of money. I didn't care. Whatever you want, get it. Why? He did what I said. If you begin to do what God says, that thing, then you can do what you say will come to pass. Did you understand? I know I floated through that a little bit. If you'll do what he says, he'll do what you say. That's what I'm trying to say. You get it? Son, go down there and tell so-and-so, such and such. See, I see Bishop said when he, I know the Lord spoke to him. He said the Lord told him, get Brother George and go witness. And then when I sit in that chair on Sunday and look back there, this side of the almost full. I know he wouldn't talk to somebody. Those chairs used to be empty. It works. I'm telling you, it's yours. Whatever it is, declare it, name it, write it down. Get through the process and say, Lord, how do I do this? Is there anything in my life not right? Anything that I need to do? Anywhere I need to go? Anything I need to say? Glory to God, I'm not doing to get this, but I need more of you. And I know if I do what you say, you can't help but to bless me. You'll jump over this chair, over Sheldon, over Toya, over that chair, over all them in the back, over Brother Sharon, just to get to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you've declared it's yours and you've done your part. At my job, I do what's called head turn. Now, if anybody know anything about a bullet, most bullets, except the rimfire bullets, I just call it a centerfire bullet. It's a groove at the top of the bullet. And that groove is there, so when you fire the gun, whether it's automatic or you got a bolt action, or whatever the case may be, it'll kick that shell like the gun so you can put the next one in. And that's what they call head turn. Now, if I just take all my shells and just run them and put them in this basket, turn around, the people right behind me call the reducers, where they take the bullets. See how this microphone tapers? Well, that's what they do. It tapers like 2 or 3 steps down, so they can put the actual projectile, the powder, then the projectile in the bullet. If I don't do my part, they may be able to reduce it, but it will not kick the bullet out the gun. The shell out the gun. Why? Because I didn't do my part. They got it set up way at the back. Well, some, depending on what side you on, if you're on pistol cells or rifle cells, they got a machine, a 50 cal. It starts with a piece of brass about this big around and only that, about that thick. It has a hollow in the middle. By the time it gets down to where they get ready, that 50 cal shell is about this long and they out of this little piece of brass. What if they don't ever get it to this part? What if they don't, how they gonna use it? Somebody didn't do their job. Man, they had to shut the line down. Well, Linda know about that. Because somebody messed up them military bullets. They messed them up bad. It was bad. They was kicking powder out the bullet for the military. Them folks were like, hey, oh no. They had to shut the line down for a week and a half to fix it. Why? Because somebody, they run the line, they run them down. You ever seen any bullets in these belts? They were checking one side, they didn't flip over and check the other side. Something simple as that. What are you simply not doing? It was a simple thing for these people who were supposed to be checking these bullets to run that thing down there and look at this side, flip it over, and look at the other side. They were so, I'm just going to be honest, they were so sorry, they didn't even do it. And send it out the door. And guess what? It caused the whole plant to suffer. We had our meeting. Well, we just barely got y'all raised. That's basically what they did. Why? Because them folks lost so much money over stupid stuff. What are you losing over stupid stuff? Man, I just got to eat. Man, I just got to see this show. Man, I just can't help it. I'm just going to speak my mind. I'm gonna tell so-and-so about so-and-so, and I'm going to tell them to stuff. Just keep your mouth closed. What are you missing out on stupid stuff? Creflo said about Deuteronomy, all these promises will come on you and overtake you, right? If you would do what? All that, I ain't quoting exactly, but everything that's in there. He said, what if you do 90%? That's the curse. He said, what if you do 99.6? That's not all. That's the curse. The Bible says do how much? All that's within. Nobody's perfect, but it, like the Bible said, that the man purposes in his heart, so let him. I know it's kind of talking about money, but what if you purpose in your heart to give, and giving, and your giving is doing the right thing at your job with nobody looking, or doing the right thing at home with nobody looking? You telling your child, now don't you go to school and lie to nobody, and then you go to job and lie to your boss. Come on now. Now you stop acting up, but you at home acting crazy. You stop going to school and doing this and that, but you at home doing, come on now.